This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Like, what clarity do you have regarding Joe Musgrove's status?
He's not going to participate in this series. We'll have more information coming later today. But he won't be in this series.
Is there a chance he could pitch again this postseason?
We'll just leave it at that for now. Yeah, he's not going to participate in this series, and we'll have more to come here shortly.
All right, there's the news, the latest from Mike Schilt as we kick off the calm before the storm. The day before the National League Divisional Series, it is Gwynn and Chris with you on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Thank A.J. Cassaville for his guest appearance there to open the show today, along with manager Mike Schilt. Speaking of the Padres skipper, we are hoping, as mentioned yesterday, to have him joining us on the show this afternoon. It would be in the 4 o'clock hour. Of course, there's a lot of things that can happen here. It is media day, etc. Workouts, lots of press conferences, a lot going on up in L.A. ahead of the beginning of the divisional series, which starts tomorrow right here on 97.3. The Fan, 5:38. And it'll be Yamamoto throwing the first pitch of the series.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully he won't throw many more after that.
That's true.
Hopefully it'll be a similar outing to what he had in Korea against the Padres.
Oh, do you actually...
To open the season, what, the Padres got 5 runs off him in one inning. 5 Ernies. Do you know what an Ernie is?
My grandpa?
No, an earned run.
Yes,
he gave up 5 Ernies.
I figured.
In one inning, and the Padres,
I have a compilation of his one inning.
You do?
In Korea, and we'll play it at some point throughout the show, because
we'll
he gave
to
up,
some
as
of his
Chris
struggles.
Said, 5 runs.
Yeah, well, look, I wouldn't expect a quick 5 in game 1 tomorrow, but I wouldn't put it past the Padres either. You know, they put 5 up there on Atlanta the other night. They had more 5-run innings than any team in baseball this year, the Padres did. It's one of the reasons why a lot of us are very excited about this series. You have to say everything with respect. And I personally, you know, I've never done anything other than respect my opponent. Even if it's somebody I don't respect, I'm going to outwardly respect them. And the Dodgers are still all that. But I just feel so good about this Padre ball club. I'm looking for holes. I'm looking for areas of concern. Obviously, Joe Musgrove's not going to pitch in this series, but Yu Darvish is. So, you know, it's not exactly a disaster. You know, it is. It doesn't help. But you know what? Ha-Sung Kim's not playing either. And Donovan Solano is. So, hey, look, this Padre team is built to take a hit like this. And, you know, I think if everybody, look, if everybody from the Padres does what I think they're capable of, what you know they're capable of, Tony said it yesterday, and I agree with him. I think the Padres have a better team. Does the better team always win? No. You know how we know this? 2 years ago, the Dodgers had the better team.
Yeah.
And they didn't win.
Last year, so, the Dodgers had a great team.
And they didn't win either. Yeah. So, you know, look, it's still going to be about getting it done, getting some key hits and, you know, some timely long balls and, you know, playing defense and making plays. And,
which is something that they've done all season long.
There's no reason to think that they're not going to do it now.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but it'll all get started tomorrow, and the first two will be up in L.A. Then we'll all come back here on Monday and get you ready for games three and four, of course, game four, if necessary, next Tuesday and Wednesday. Speaking, by the way, Tony is not with us at the moment, but he is going to be joining us soon. He's up at Dodger Stadium. He is obviously there, involved in everything that's going on. He's down there on the field. He's talking with people. I believe there's an AJ Preller press gathering, a scrum, a brouhaha. Where he sits in the dugout and like 35 people sit around him.
Which is very uncomfortable.
It's really queer. Yeah. And everybody's straining with their microphone like this to try to get to hear what he's going to say.
You know who's really good at it? Sammy Lev gets right
Sammy
in
gets
there.
There.
He also gets front row because Sammy Lev deserves front row.
Sammy Levitt is the master at that. Sharing kind of a funny story, when I used to hold my tape recorder, especially when I covered the Lakers back in the day because they were all so tall.
Oh, yeah.
So Magic Johnson or somebody would be standing there.
Magic
Johnson, as I answered yesterday, right, on our Chris vs. the Fans. Magic Johnson would be standing there after a game. There'd be like, you know, seven or eight people standing around him asking questions. And then you'd ask a question, and then you'd take your tape recorder because you wanted to record what he was going to say for your story, and you'd hold your arm up. And then he would keep talking.
Yeah.
And then he would keep talking.
No one knows the struggle of holding
your arm up. Nobody understands the struggle of a poor journalist holding the tape recorder up for 10 minutes.
That's like,
while Magic Johnson keeps answering the question, you're like, I can't hold my arm up any longer.
I think that's almost an Olympic sport because there are certain people that can do it and there are certain people that can't.
It used to happen to me all the time. It used to happen to me all the time. So Tony's there, the AJ Preller thing. He's going to join us after that, and we'll be obviously in and out of the show, but it's also his right because it is his birthday. So
yes,
we are going to open with that and wish Tony obviously a very happy birthday today. I know there's no way he'd rather celebrate than being right there at Dodger Stadium in the middle of everything that's going on right now.
I mean, he's a baseball guy. He's done this his entire life.
This is so great. If you're a Padre fan, I mean, this is what we live for. This is, you know, to be in the playoffs, to have an opportunity, and then to have it against your arch bitter rival, the Dodgers, who you just don't like. And, you know it's going to be four or five, hopefully three, but four or five most likely of the tensest 3 hours of our lives watching these games, right? They're not going to be 9-1.
No.
They're going to be, 5-4, 2-1, 3-2, and, guys coming up and relievers trying to not. Anyway, it's going to be something. This is why you love it. So, I'm excited. I think everybody's excited. I'm very confident. I think most of the Padre fans are confident. There are still plenty of holders. By the way, Scrape, I did get my camera operating,
thank
so you can
you.
Put
there
me on the
there
screen there. Hi,
we're
everybody. There I know there's some Padre fans, some holdovers out there, are still waiting, quote, for the other shoe to drop, or, something always happens to us. We're woe is us. We're the Padres. Something as terrible is bound to happen. Musgrove got hurt. Kim got hurt. Something terrible is going to happen. That has been true for 50 years. I mean, I can't remember how many times did the old football team that used to play here. You remember the those guys.
The Chargers.
How many times did they host the Jets in playoff games that
way
they were absolutely better
than?
No way they could lose. Yeah. And they lost. And the I can go back to being
Chad Pennington beat them 1 year.
Everybody beat them 1 year. I mean, come on. It was unbelievable those games they would lose to the Jets. You know, we know the Marlon McCree game. We know, many of us know, in my generation, even going back to 1981, after they, you know, or 82, or not. I didn't turn it back properly. The year is 1980 when they were home for the Raiders, the wild card Raiders, in the AFC Championship game. Again, a team that, you know, the rivalry, everything was right there in front of the Chargers on their home field with Fouts and Jefferson and Joyner and, you know, Muncie, and no way they could lose. And the next thing I looked up, it was like 21-0 Raiders. And I'm like, ah. You know, and the Raiders would go on and not only win, but win the Super Bowl. So I get it. Look, you know, San Diego, I get it that you're scared to death that something terrible is going to happen. Or many of you are. But the bottom line to all of that is none of what happened then or even last year or 2 years ago has anything to do with this group and guys that are playing for the Padres now. All that stuff lives rent-free in our head. We remember it all. Pretty sure Tyler Wade doesn't remember losing the 80 championship game to the Raiders, nor does he care. I don't think Manny Machado is too concerned about the Marlon McCree fumble. I don't think that... Maybe, but I doubt it. I don't think Fernando Tatis is thinking about Nate Kading, you know, wide left or whatever his field goal went to lose the game to the Jets. You know, these things happen to us. We remember them. But this team doesn't, and they have no reason to. So it's going to come down to whether this is honestly my thing. It's going to come down the next 3 weeks, hopefully, you know, 3-4 weeks, to whether or not it is our time. And I believe it's about time that it is our time. We've certainly waited long enough. We have paid enough dues. We have gone through every loss imaginable in every way imaginable. Great teams, bad teams, good teams, bad luck, good luck, holy roller. You know, on and on, people could, you know, send me tweets or texts today about other crazy things that have happened to the Padres.
Let's not bring it up anymore.
That's my point. This is our series here right now.
Yeah.
And I think the Padres have a great chance to win it.
I think in 2022, the team was obviously stacked with superstars, but we didn't feel the same way. This team, this year, is a completely different team than we've seen since we started working here, Chris.
It felt like we were on a good roll 2 years ago. We got on a hot streak, but we didn't have as good of a team.
And the dominance down the stretch for the Padres and winning game after game. They didn't lose more than two games in a row in the second half.
Like, this team went 43-19 to finish the season and add two more wins to that against the Braves. I feel great about it. Does it guarantee victory? Of course not. The Dodgers are pretty formidable. And if they beat the Dodgers, the Phillies or the Mets are going to be pretty formidable. And if they beat them, then whoever comes from the American League, they're going to be good too.
I'm telling you, I believe in the Padres. I do. I believe the Padres can beat any of these teams in the playoffs.
There's no
question. The one team I do not want them to run into right now is the Mets.
The Mets are the only team that have a similar magic to the Padres.
It's so weird because they were so bad to begin the year.
Yes, they were, but that was certainly on display last night. Pete Alonso, are you kidding? A 3-run homer with one out in the ninth inning to turn it all around. And the Mets beat the Brew Crew 4-2 to advance against the Phillies. So, yeah, that's on the other side. We'll talk a little bit about that game as we go along.
Do you want to hear the Pete?
I do kind of want to hear this.
Right,
I watched it on TV last night. I kind of jumped halfway off my couch. I didn't.
For the polar bear?
I love the polar bear.
I just love big moments.
There we go.
Here's the pitch. swinging a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Frelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout.
That was pretty good.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
That was really good, man.
I love chills.
I got some hair. See that? Hey, yep. Get up there. Hey, come on. No, that was a good call right there. I mean, it came out of nowhere. You know, I mean, Devin Williams is on the mound. Yeah, this is an answer to your thing about Robert Suarez and the Padres and, you know, can we trust our closer? Yes, you can trust your closer, but it doesn't mean that somebody can't hit a home run off him.
Totally.
And last night it happened, and, you know, Josh Hader lost the game the other day in the big spot for the Astros. So, you know
what Robert Suarez has done in the playoffs?
Shut down so far this year. All right, so the Mets move on. That was a great call. That was Howie Rose.
That was good.
Howie Rose on, I think they're WFAN or the maybe.
No, it's, I have a different the one. Call letters. WHSQ. I have no idea what that is.
Really? I don't know what that one is either. Anyway, the Mets moved on. I know, I'm sure our guy Frank Marchese was jumping up and down wildly on that one. But we're going to be doing our own jumping up and down here in the next few days, I am sure of it. All right, the show today, Tony joins us in and around everything he's doing. Bryce Miller, San Diego Union Tribune. He always puts things in excellent perspective, and he will have a chance to do that. Kirk Kenny will talk a lot about the history of the Padres. A lot of the stuff. Kirk and I were at the 1984 World Series together, practically.
Goodness.
Yeah, we can go back, and Kirk's been out at the stadium and things that he's seen and heard, and we know we love talking to Kirk. So
I think he'll have a clip from that game.
Gosberg ready to go.
that clip there is from 1884.
I was gonna say
no, that's not 1984. That's 1884. And as we said, Mike Schilt, hopefully in the 4 o'clock hour, in and around all that, Daily Gambit, Christopher, the fans, Big Five, countdown on a Friday. Man, I am really excited. I'm fired up. It's time to get rolling. And, you know, you live all year for this time. So let's enjoy it. Let's embrace it. And let's hope the Padres do something about it. Gwynn and Chris underway for a Friar Friday on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. I think somebody once said somewhere, Scraby, that not everything can be wine and roses. We start off the second segment of today's show with some unfortunately bad news.
Yeah.
Concerning Joe Musgrove. Now, 15 minutes ago, we heard Mike Schilt say that, yeah, he's not going to pitch in the series against the Dodgers. A.J. Cassaville asked him if he might pitch beyond that. And Mike Schilt was very vague and said, well, let's just leave it at that.
We're going to give you an update here soon.
We're going to give you an update as to why he said, let's just leave it at that.
Yes.
According to this tweet.
Kevin Acey has tweeted out the unfortunate news that Joe Musgrove will have Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
So that's a huge bummer.
That's a huge blow. It's a huge bummer. There's no absolutely a question. It's a downer.
Feel for Joe. He's worked so hard to get back.
You feel so bad for Joe. Right.
Year.
2 years in a row he's had to deal with the elbow. And now, you know, Tommy John surgery normally means not only not pitching in these playoffs, he's not pitching next year. That's a year normally.
Yeah.
Even if you come back a little sooner. You know, what's he going to come back in August, if that, September?
I don't even know.
I would think he's probably out all of next year. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really, that's lousy news, certainly. But, you know, right now the Padres, this is kind of hardcore, Scraby, but if you're the Padres, you have to shake it off. You know, you have to shake it off and say, hey, this is too bad, but we got work to do. Yeah, we got work to do.
They have options, which is a great thing.
That's true. All right. Our option is to pitch the ball here to the excellent San Diego Union-Tribune columnist, our friend Bryce Miller, nice enough to join us today. Bryce, how are you on this day, the calm before the storm?
Well, sitting here at Dodger Stadium, the Padres are just walking onto the field for a workout. But it seems like there's storm today, too, with the Joe Musgrove news. I mean,
yeah.
It's not – I heard your lead in there. It's not surprising, unfortunately. He was on the aisle for elbow-related, you know, issues twice this year. And just the way that whole scene unfolded and Joe previously talking about he dealt with discomfort, it didn't take very long to connect some dots. As I look over, I know Kevin Acey's in the middle of this, but Musgrove's meeting with the media, I think, right now. And so he'll have more details on that and Joe's perspective on it all. But it's just unfortunate for him. There's not a harder worker, somebody who cares more about the Padres in that city, you know, being an El Cajon Grossmont guy and working to come back and pitching as well as he did. It's something that's, you know, when is the guy going to catch a break kind of feel to it for sure. You know, knowing Joe Musgrove, he will dive into rehabbing from this thing like no other. He has one gear in terms of preparation, getting ready, being at his best, you know, when possible. And so, yeah, a lot of feelings about it as you kind of unpack everything.
Yeah, it's a kick to the gut. It is. But, you know, as I said, the Padres unfortunately don't have time right now. You know, as a team, they got to regroup, and I know they will. You know, I just feel let's look at the series as best we can in the wake of this news. Bryce, yeah. I mean, I just feel like nothing is ever guaranteed in sports. The Dodgers are so formidable, and they could come in and wipe you out, you know, if everything went their way. But this Padre team, to me, is just built for this moment, and they've been building up to this moment. And I don't feel any reason other than the fact that they should be very confident heading into it that they can win.
Yeah, and that's without Joe Musgrove. This is the most complete team the Padres have arguably ever have, and I don't even know if it's much of an argument. You know, the rotation is still deep, proven. When Dylan Cease is your number three option in a wild card series, and Yu Darvish is in the bullpen for that series, and they're both available when you start playing in the division series. That is pretty obvious, the pitching depth that you have, depth that they haven't had before. The bullpen at the trade deadline, the moves to get Jason Adam and Tanner Scott, and there's depth beyond that. One of the best bullpens they've ever had, top to bottom. And the best contact team in baseball. Offensively, they, you know, really understood their identity. I was talking to David Peralta in the clubhouse a little bit ago, and the philosophy is this team collectively figured out who it was. They weren't going to, as a group, hit a bunch of home runs. They were talking about Victor Rodriguez, kind of his motto is, we don't need to score a ton of runs. We need to score one more than the other team. And so they kind of built that philosophy about baton passing baseball offensively. There's depth in the bench. They are more than up to play a Dodger team in this series, and they have the tools to do it. But to your point, you know, the Padres were the best team in baseball after the All-Star break. The Dodgers were the second best team in baseball after the break. and Shohei Ohtani, especially offensively, changes everything. He gets hot in a series like this. The Padres aren't careful in how they attack and approach him. The series could be over quickly. It could go any direction. I think that's what makes this potentially terrific.
Talking to Bryce Miller of the San Diego Union-Tribune here on 97.3 The Fan, and I wanted to talk about the differences between, because Chris came into the show with some fans are still thinking the other shoe's going to drop for a San Diego team at some point, but we were saying this team is much different from the teams of the past. So you were around both teams, the 2022 team and this team. What do you think is different about this team?
I think so. You know, we're talking a lot about Joe Musgrove, but he is one of the leaders on this team, whether he's throwing a baseball or not. But he said in a press conference the other day, he was asked about the differences from 2022 and this year. And in 2022, that team goes to the National League Championships. But paraphrasing, Joe kind of nailed it. He said that team got hot at the right time, and it had this feeling of, we're not sure how we got here, but let's just ride it. Let's ride the momentum and ride the wave. So this team had an identity and a plan from day one, and everybody was on the same page in terms of that plan. And a little bit of a microcosm of that is what we just talked about with what their approach is offensively. That extends to everything they do, and I think the tone setter in that was Mike Schilt. From not only from day one, from before day one. He traveled all over the world to meet with players individually. And he had mentioned the other day that he asked them what's important to each player and what are their non-negotiables. And then they tried to weave all those together to understand what was important to each player and then understood how that did or didn't fit into a bigger team approach. So as Musgrove pointed out, this team had an identity and a plan from day one. It didn't just rely on its talent and maybe potentially in 22, especially with a player like Juan Soto, there might have been more of that with that team. And if I have that choice, I pick 2024.
Bryce Miller is with us from the San Diego Union-Tribune. I know, Bryce, one of the things that you do so well is go out and spend quality time and sit-down time with some of the people you like to write about. And you do columns about. And one of the latest you've done is a sit down with Sheil Seidler, the widow of Peter Seidler. And you know, we talked about this on the roundtable yesterday, but the Padres do seem to have a little bit of a magical belief in winning this thing for Peter Seidler. And you know, guys have talked about it all year. We all understand that. That doesn't guarantee anything, but it does seem to have galvanized this squad. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your visit with her and the Peter Seidler factor on this squad, on this team.
Oh,
that was one of my favorite questions I've ever asked. We lost Bryson Miller, unfortunately. Well, I don't know that I can duplicate that question, Scraby, but we'll try to get Bryce back. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're there.
I'm not sure what happened.
Well,
can
it's,
you hear me okay now?
Yes. Technology is, you know, it's much better, but we're still not 1,000% there. I basically asked about your sit down and your visit with Sheil Seidler, Peter Seidler's widow, Bryce, and his effect on, you know, how this team is kind of galvanized around his passing.
Yeah. First of all, it was just really eye-opening and heartening to hear her explain. I mean, I think as people who follow this team or fans of the Padres or the city of San Diego, there were things that were clear, right? The investment, the effort, the contracts, just changing the narrative about Padres baseball, what was and wasn't possible. To hear so many of her stories and understanding how he approached everything he did and how that translated to the Padres, I think gave a fuller understanding of a man who in some ways was really complex, but in other ways is just a person, just a human being, very simple and very relatable and very approachable. And I asked her at some point, how did he have the capacity to meet all these strangers and talk to everyone and make it feel genuine and unrushed? And she goes, That's a Peter magic trick I can't explain, and I think that summed it up pretty well.
Well, Bryce, you always sum things up very well. We appreciate you carving out a little time for us today out of Dodger Stadium. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you back here in San Diego next week for the for Game 3, the clincher, I'm hoping, on Tuesday.
All right. See you then.
All right. There he goes. Thank you, Bryce. Bryce Miller from the San Diego Union-Tribune. You know, he does a really nice job on those kind of articles.
Getting people to open up is not easy.
And they open up a little bit. Yeah, it's hard to do, but he does a great job of it. I'm looking forward to seeing that story in the paper.
Yeah, he said it should be up shortly, if not already.
If it's online somewhere, yeah, but I'm sure it'll be in the paper tomorrow.
Oh, yeah,
I'm still old style. I'll wait till the paper arrives on my doorstep.
You said on Wednesday, you're like, you know what, Tony? I was looking for the runners in scoring position in the paper's box score, and I let it go.
I love the newspaper, Scraby.
Do you wait to get your information from the newspaper?
No, I already know everything, but I still like to read the newspaper. I can't. It's just part of my DNA. So, all right, we'll take a quick time out here. We got a lot coming up. Hopefully Mike Shildt in the 4 o'clock hour. Tony should be hopefully with us soon.
Yeah, one way
or the other.
I guess Joe is speaking right now.
Yeah,
too,
so Musgrove's talking right now. If you just tuned in, it's a Tommy John surgery now for Joe Musgrove. So, yeah, certainly no Joe in this series, and probably an injury that will cost him the 2025 season as well. But with that bit of down news, I expect the Padres to use it as something else to galvanize them moving forward. That's what they've done a great job of all year. The passing of Peter Seidler is an example of it. And I think they'll try to use this as best they can to try and beat L.A. More Gwen and Chris coming up. All right, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 2:41 is the time. Scraby, could you bring the music down for just a second? Thank you very much, because with that,
what the heck?
In the background, it's hard for me to sing this. Happy birthday to you. We better stop. He's not going to like this.
Happy birthday to you.
He's not going to like it. He's not going to like it.
Happy birthday. Sing it. Okay, I'm done.
If you're going to sing it, it can't be the Marilyn Monroe version. That's not really
Mr. Gwynn President
Jr.
It can't be that version.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
right. You guys
right.
are the second set of folks who sang happy birthday.
Sang to you today.
Who were the first?
It was my agent John Boggs decided he was going
to
sing.
He sang to you today too.
It was also not great either.
It was also Marilyn Monroe type.
I appreciate the sentiment though. Thank
you, everybody wishes Tony Gwynn Jr. a happy birthday as he picks things up with us from Dodger Stadium. And Tony, obviously the series and the excitement is tempered a little bit for the moment with this Joe Musgrove news. I know you're just down there. I imagine Joe's amazingly disappointed, but if I know him the way I think I know him, he's probably pretty determined as well to make sure that he gets through this latest bump in the road. Or this is a big bump, but you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, his eyes welded up a couple of different times while having to face the media. the, you know, it's a pretty significant tear, it sounds like, according to him. And it sounds like he kind of knew this was a part of the risk when he was down and rehabbing that whole time. And, you know, it was a risk worth taking for him. As he said, it was almost just a matter of time. And I think the thing that he was so disappointing and it, like, was heartbreaking listening to him talk about it was the fact that he won't be able to finish this with his teammates. He made mention that this will be the last, that last start would be one of the last times he gets to play with some of these guys on this team. And so, if you know Joe, man, you know that this this genuinely hurts. It genuinely hurts. Not because his arm hurts. Not necessarily because he's got a ton of rehab ahead of him. But simply because he won't have a chance to lace him up with this group for the rest of this year. And to come this far and to have it happen to him the way it has, man, it's tough. I don't think there's another word to really describe it. It ain't even my arm, but it felt like it was listening to him talk about it today and get emotional about it.
It's too bad. It is, because nobody represents the Padres to us in San Diego like Joe Musgrove represents Padres to us. And you bring up something very important, too, that we don't all think about. This whole team is playing its, you know, last bunch of games together, right? Because this team will never exist again under these exact same circumstances. There's got be player movement in the offseason and, you know, guys coming in and out. So this group, you know, which has built the bond it has, and, you know, the way Musgrove worked his way to come back and be part of this group, and then to, you know, to just mow down 11 straight hitters the other night and be right in the middle of delivering a, you know, series-clinching win, and then have that, you know, ripped away from him. Yeah, it's tough. And,
yeah, man.
You know, we all feel for Joe right now. And I imagine, you know, 2025 has got to be lost at this point as well. So that's a, yeah, man, that's a long time. I think that's the thing that might hurt the most for a lot of these guys when they get the Tommy John news. I mean, that's just a long road. Even though it may not be a really difficult road, it's just a long time. And you think, man, am I going to, yeah, what am I going to do for a year?
And the thing that stood out was that's the least of his concerns. He knows he's built to do the rehab part. Like, he really is. Like, he is so good at compartmentalizing that segment of time and just going one day at a time. He's really, really good at that. But that wasn't his focus. His focus was the fact that he won't be able to do it with this group again. And it was, I used the word heartbreaking, but it truly was tough to see him have to face the media and talk to him, knowing, you know, the type of hurt. I told you guys yesterday, when you asked me, Scraby, what were my thoughts when I was interviewing, I told you.
Yeah.
I could feel it in his spirit. I could see it in his face as he was talking. Even though he had glasses on, he was smiling. There just was, there was a sense of concern, you know, or he just knew already. And that's what I sensed as I was interviewing him after the game. That's ultimately why I ended up cutting that interview short, because I could just feel it being harder and harder for him to, you know, keep having to answer questions, knowing that he had all those thoughts going through his mind.
Yeah, I mean, credit to him, though. Injured players don't do interviews.
They don't have to.
They don't have to. And he was trying to celebrate, and he stepped in. He did an interview, and I love Joe Musgrove. He's a great
dude. We all should. I mean, listen, you know, we often are having these conversations about, you know, guys and effort, and this is a dude that truly, truly, truly loves each and every one of his teammates. He truly invests his own time into younger guys on this team. He invests in, you know, helping a guy like Dylan Cease acclimate himself in not only the team but the city of San Diego. Like, this is a
didn't Dylan live in his
he did. I'm sure he stayed with him at least in the beginning. I mean, this is a dude that is, I mean, in my opinion, like, he is the best representative in terms of what it means to to be an unbelievable team, not just a good teammate, an unbelievable teammate, and be a baller on the field.
Well, it's bad news. There's no question. It's a bit of a kick for the Padres to take. But, Tony, they got to pick up from the bootstraps and go back to work because the Dodgers aren't going to care tomorrow.
They don't care.
No. And I think the Padres, this is my feeling, the way this team's done it all year, and I think they're going to use this as just give them a little bit more motivation. Say, hey, we're going to galvanize even closer together and make sure we win this for Joe because he cares and we care that much. I think that's the best way to look at it, and I think that's the way they will look at it.
Listen, I don't know if they'll use it as motivation or not, but I do know that they won't bat an eye. They'll deal with the loss of not having Joe, but they'll turn the page. This isn't the first injury that they've had this season that was a big one, and they have managed to figure it out. And I know Joe expressed to me that he feels that this ball club is in a good spot to be able to still get the job done. And so I imagine everybody in that locker room feels the same exact way. And this is going to be a terrific matchup with or without Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Tony's at Dodger Stadium. He and Jesse will have the call of Game 1 tomorrow night, starting a little bit after 5:30. It's the day off, calm before the storm, but now things have got a little stormy with this Joe Musgrove news. Tony, arriving in L.A., I got, for some reason, I don't know why, the San Diego Union, I still get the paper. Scraping loves to make fun of me
for
this.
We've talked more about the newspaper today than we have in years.
Well, we had Bryce Miller on, and he happens to work for a newspaper, so that might be one reason why.
In the newspaper tomorrow.
That's right, I am.
Even though I should promote that his article is online about Shield Sidler.
Well, the rest of you can go read it now. I will wait to read it with my morning bowl of yogurt tomorrow.
Nothing wrong with that, Chris. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. But for some reason, what I'm getting to here is the Union Tribune also gave me a free copy without me even asking of today's LA Times. I'm not quite sure why that was. So I was able to go through their sports section. Yeah, well, you're booing the whole paper? I mean,
booing the whole paper.
That seems like a calculated act.
First of all, I used to work for the LA Times, so I don't appreciate you booing my former employer. Second of all, it was great because I could go through their sports page and read all of their coverage from the Dodger perspective of this series. And one of the things I saw in there was Teoscar Hernandez not popping off in any way. I'm not trying to create something. But he said, no, we wanted the Padres to beat the Braves. We think this is the best series. This is what you play for, is getting to play guys like this. Evan Phillips said, they beat us a couple of years ago. So certainly, that's going to have something to do, in the back of the minds of us. So, I think the Dodgers are their perspective. The other thing that they said, Dave Roberts kind of referred to in one of the articles, Tony, was that the Dodgers may have taken the Padres too lightly 2 years ago, and they're not going to make that same mistake this time.
Yeah, I believe that.
I do. I believe that, too. But, I just think that serves notice to the Padres that they're going to have to be, bring what they always bring, and we'll see if the Dodgers can match them because that's one of the areas that the Dodgers feel like they came up short 2 years ago.
Yeah, no, I think there's a lot of things that the Dodgers are weighing in terms of their approach in these type of series, right? It hasn't gone well the last 2 years. In 22, it was the Padres, and I think they have been very public about taking this team too lightly. And I think more than anything, the regular season served them notice that they certainly can't roll into this series taking it lightly. I mean, the Padres, for the first time in a while, really dominated the season series. So that alone will already have their antennas up, and now all of a sudden you've lost two NLDSs after having byes. It would be silly for the Dodgers to come in here any other way than at their very, very best, at least from a focus standpoint.
Let's hope that they do it anyway.
Did I? wouldn't mind that at all.
They have my okay to come in and take the Padres lightly.
Take them lightly, please.
Here was another thing that was interesting, and I wanted to point this out. This series, could very well come down to one matchup. And here's the matchup that it could come down to. Shohei Ohtani facing Tanner Scott. I bring this up because in the LA Times today, again, they talked about a bunch of stuff, and but they said they pointed out that Tanner Scott is the one guy that has kind of had Shohei Ohtani's number. Shohei Ohtani's 1-for-9. He struck out 3 times against Tanner Scott. But in the pennant clinching game, the division clinching game the other night, last week, Shohei got him. That was his first hit against him. So I would believe that if Shohei Ohtani's coming up in a big spot late in the game, Tanner Scott's going to come in to face him.
I have no doubt.
Whoever wins those may win this thing, right? I mean, it could come down to one thing.
It could. I mean, baseball circumstances would have to line up for this full series to come down to just that matchup. But the numbers certainly say, dealing with Ohtani, the left-handed on lefty matchup is where you want to go. Tanner Scott has good numbers. I actually saw the heat map on those at-bats, and the one pitch that he that Ohtani got was up and away. And, you know, so from that standpoint, he knows how he wants to attack him. And so we'll see. That, you know, certainly the scoreboard is going to dictate a lot of that in terms of those matchups and who's going to be in and who's not going to be in. But, you know, it's a part of it. This is Ohtani's first playoff appearance. Never been here before. So
Tony's throwing that out there 2 days in a row. He wants to make sure that Shohei somehow knows it going in.
Yeah, no, it's his first. I think because we oftentimes are thinking about Shohei and just kind of we forget that he was on the Angels, who never made the postseason. And so that could be two things. That could mean he's going to feel the weight, or that could mean that he's going to rise to the occasion. There are multiple scenarios in each of these, so it should be interesting for sure.
All right, we got an hour in, but we got a lot of good stuff coming up for you. More Gwynn and Chris, hours 2, 3, and 4. Mike Schilt, hopefully ahead. And get you ready for Padres-Dodgers on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!